Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. As we touched on yesterday in episode 89, building your following while you write your book greatly increases your chances of success when you finally publish it. Little by little, day by day, you add more people to your mailing list, more followers to your Twitter page, and more readers to your blog. By the time you publish, you can expect that many of those people are already fans and will buy your book and leave you reviews on Amazon. All you'll have to do is ask. So that's actually number 10 of the 10 reasons that your book will be a huge success when it's released. You are doing that, right? In fact, and here's number 9, you should spend just as much time building your author platform as you do on writing. The problem is, writers often let this slip by the wayside. They put it off and put it off, and before long, it's taken a back burner to the writing. Number 8, maintain your social media pages every day. Just make the rounds. You may have already set up an account with Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, and Goodreads. You don't have to use them all, but pay attention to the ones you do use so you can foster good relationships with other users. And good relationships mean a strong professional network. And I'll never let you off the hook about this next one. A professional author website can make it a lot easier to promote your book. In fact, it does most of the promoting for you. You'll want a website with your own name on it, where readers can buy your books directly and see your upcoming events. Above all, you want your fans to leave their email addresses for your mailing list, so you can keep in touch with them. And speaking of mailing lists, my next point is that if you get just one subscriber every day, which is not a hard task at all, you'll have hundreds by the end of the year. Much easier with a professional site instead of a free WordPress.com blog. It's gotten to the point where readers expect that their favorite authors have websites dedicated to their books and their events, with a mailing list subscription form and links to all of their social media pages. The fifth reason your book will do well is that you'll be able to take your mailing list and send out a series of emails to build buzz in the weeks leading up to the big release. Your subscribers will be primed and ready to buy your book the second it's for sale. Compare that to if you hadn't done any outreach at all. The crickets would be chirping. Number 4, every day you followed a system instead of just setting goals. Sure, you had an idea of where you were supposed to be at certain points along the way, but you didn't let those dictate your success or failure on a daily basis. Instead, you showed up prepared and ready, so every day you felt successful, which got you through the next day. Have you ordered your business cards yet? Because reason number 3 is that you handed those out to as many people as you could. Get the word out there. Let people know you exist and that your books exist, or are about to exist. And it's that much more exciting for someone when they can say they met the author in person. Your book will also be successful because you took the 12-month author challenge, which gave you the resources you needed, along with a whole community of writers, to support you in your writing journey. It certainly wasn't easy, but the challenge provided the guidance you needed to stay on track. And the number 1 reason your next book has no choice but to be successful is that you took the time to learn how to write well. And you hired a professional editor. So your book is superbly well written. And I probably don't have to tell you that that counts for a heck of a lot. So write down these 10 tips or print out this transcript and be sure you're doing them. In the coming days, I'll clarify some of these points and go into more detail about them. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Also, if you're interested in having a complete author website set up for you, one that can run circles around your free blog, check out dreamplaywright.com/authors, dreamplaywright.com/authors. Thanks for listening today. Remember, the Dream Playwright podcast is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.